It is a Volunteer Appreciation Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the studio right now with Darlene Travis, who is going to become a household name after this, I'm sure, because she does some amazing work in the community, and we're going to get into that very soon. But Darlene, just want to say thanks for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule to chat with us today. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much. It's an amazing opportunity to raise some awareness about an amazing program that is in our community.
Let's talk about that program, RISE. I know it's still fairly new, but you were showing me some of the pictures, and it's doing some amazing things for those in our community. Tell us a little bit about it.
So RISE is a day program with supports. There's a lot of activities in the community, but most importantly, it is something that has been lacking in our community. My son is going to be 22 years of age this month, and he has autism, and he is also nonverbal. And one of the things that we were really worried about is what happens after school. And Andrew graduated last June, and it was really difficult to try and find a really good fit for him. Am I talking too much?
Nope, not at all.
Because I find I give too much backstory.
No. Okay. No, you go ahead. You know, you talk as I can go back and edit all this.
Okay,
stuff,
perfect.
So it's all good.
So, 22 years of age and school is done. What do we do? So one of the problems that came up with during his last couple of years of high school was COVID. And when you have autism and you like routine and structure, his whole world was turned upside down. So it really gave us a vision of what happens whenever he doesn't have that Monday to Friday routine. So graduation happened, we kind of had our normal summer, and then in September, we tried a couple of different things in the community and it wasn't working. It wasn't, individualized for the clients. There was a lot of staffing issues in that. And the creator of RISE, Angie Flowers, had been working with Andrew for about 7 years, and she really saw what was missing in the community too. So she has had a passion for working with people with different intellectual disabilities and really wanted to make a change. So she put an offer on a house, she purchased it, and that is when RISE began. It kind of started in January and February. The doors opened on May 30th, and Andrew was there the first day. It was absolutely amazing to walk in. It was a house. It had all of the things there for life skills, so working on the kitchen, doing laundry. There was a group of individuals with all sorts of different abilities that could do different things. Some of them needed a little bit more help. Some of them could do a little bit more on their own. But the biggest thing at the end of the day, whenever I went to pick Andrew up, was the smile on all of their faces. They were so happy. They were just so excited to be with friends and have that routine and kind of have a break from mom and dad too. And that's my first thought on RISE.
No, that's great. And no, it's one of those things too, where it's one of those programs that up until now has kind of flown under the radar a little bit. So what particularly do you do at RISE?
So what I do at RISE is I'm a little bit more of just the parent volunteer. So many of the clients that attend right now, the ages are 19 to 30, but it is open to anybody of all ages. You can contact Angie. She really wants to grow, but she also wants to meet the needs of the community. So if you have any questions and all of that, reach out to Angie and she is the best person. But one of the things that I like to do is, because so many of our children, even though they're in their 20s, they still like Barney. They still like Blue's Clues. They still like all of those, you know, cartoons that they watched growing up, and you can't find those items anymore. So one of the things that I do is I do a lot of thrifting. I do a lot of garage sales, looking out for new materials, and then I bring them in. I will sanitize everything, clean everything, make sure all the pieces for the puzzles are there. I will have all of the game pieces, everything. I will also look for a lot of different textures for the sensory room. So if there's anything with a lot of, you know, different fabrics and different sounds, I'm also looking for fidget toys that help so many of them. And we really want to have a large variety for the clients so they're not playing the same games over and over.
It is Volunteer Appreciation Day here on MyFM. Our guest right now is Darlene Travis, who is the parent volunteer with the RISE program here in the city of Pembroke. And Darlene, if you had to reach out to, just the community in general with, items or advice or anything like that to help you do your job better, what would you ask?
First off, I think the best thing to do is to contact the RISE program. Angie Flowers is the owner, operator of it, just to see if there's anything that she needs. In particular, I knew that they were in need of a lawnmower, so we had an extra one. We were able to donate it. Also, you know, if you are going to be giving something to the donation center, I had a trampoline I wasn't going to be using anymore. Anything that you think that they might need, maybe give Angie a call first, and it could really help the program.
Darlene, you've been doing some great work with the RISE program, and you know, you should be congratulated for everything you've been able to do up until now, and we only hope to build the RISE program from here on out. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. It's been a delightful meeting you in person for the first time, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Thank you.